This is KUNC. Like many other states, Colorado will see an increase in its minimum wage in 2019. While it's far higher than the federal wage, there are some who argue it should be at least $15 an hour. But what would that mean for small businesses and employers who are having difficulty keeping up with the current wage? KUNC's Matt Bloom has more.
In 2016, voters passed Amendment 70. It incrementally increases the minimum wage to $12 an hour by 2020. As of today, it's at $11.10 for non-tipped workers. Here's what one business owner told us about the change before the election.
We'd have to raise our prices, or we'd have to shave hours. The restaurant business is a low-margin business anyway, so you know, you have that big of a jump, then it's going to have an impact.
Chris Edwards runs The Lunchbox. It's a small sandwich shop in Johnstown. And I recently went back to see how things have changed. As he pops out of the kitchen, he says his earlier predictions came true.
So we increased the menu price of everything. So
how much of an increase is it?
It's, you know, most of the items, it's like a quarter. You know, around 25 cents is what we needed to do, so it's not too bad.
But with his 13 employees, he's quick to point out that even more price changes are in store.
You know, next year, we'll be at $12 an hour. So in my opinion, sounds great, but the reality is everything else is starting to cost a little bit more. And like I said, my vendors are charging me more, so, you know, it's kind of relative.
Shop owners in smaller towns are generally having a tougher time handling the minimum wage increase. Chris Stifler is an economist at the Colorado Fiscal Institute.
They can't absorb the price increases like Denver can.
He says that's because it's harder for them to keep prices low while paying their employees more.
The real question is, and I think you'd have to go to survey data, is are you cutting hours?
In the case of Chris Edwards, he hasn't cut hours. That's because he's finding ways to keep his regular customers despite rising prices. He started a loyalty program and is selling a free drink card that donates proceeds to the town's high school.
Those little things I can help, like our regulars, remind them to help offset the additional cost. And it does help that being a small town and we have a good reputation, people are willing to pay a little bit more for it.
But other big companies with operations in Colorado, like Amazon and Target, are already starting to pay $15 an hour. And that puts pressure on others that aren't paying that. At Denver International Airport, the entrance to Terminal West is bustling with holiday travelers. Marie Jacob paces between arriving passengers. She's carrying a stack of brightly colored flyers.
Sorry to bother.
Pardon me?
You know that is unfair.
She's one of the workers behind the 15 for DIA campaign ahead of the city's May municipal election. It's the effort to raise the airport's minimum wage to $15 an hour. Jacob works in catering for United Airlines and makes $12 an hour.
It's not enough that I have to make payment plans for my bills to pay them.
She says Amendment 70 is too little, too late for workers living in Denver, where the cost of living keeps going up.
Some of the co-workers I have, they have like more than 20 people in a house because they cannot be able to afford the cost of rent.
Economist Chris Stifler is also studying the potential effects of a $15 wage at DIA ahead of a decision.
Where's the incidence of the minimum wage go? Is it prices? Is it cuts? Is it profits?
On top of DIA's potential increase, Denver Mayor Michael Hancock is exploring upping city employee minimum wage. The state legislature is also expected to pick the issue up when it convenes this month. Matt Bloom, KUNC.